Okay, I get to introduce my dear friend and neighbor, Ursula Vira. Ursula is known for poems from extended paddles in the north and central coast and on the west coast of Vancouver Island. Lately, she's been writing about the stream keeps of Nanoose Bay.
I've only paddled on the west coast of Vancouver Island once. It was a 22-day paddle, and I wrote a poem for each time we stopped and camped. It was fun, and I invented a brand new poem.
can you come closer to the mic?
Yeah,
some of us are a little deaf.
I invented a brand new poem. I wanted to get into the wave action, you know, the back and the forth. And so it was 7 lines in each stanza. That's because they say it runs in cycles of 7. It's not really true, but sometimes true. So each line is a full end stop, and then each line gets a little bit longer and a little bit longer, and you get to the last line, and then it falls away again. It looks terrific on the page, but it was a bit of a disaster reading out loud because, you know, I'd tumble the line out, come to a full stop, and then do the next line 7 times, and I'd be hyperventilating. But I'm going to try and manage 3 of them for you today. The first is a place called Experiment Bight, where we had to camp for 2 nights to wait for winds to die down so that we could get around Cape Scott on what they call optimum conditions. So Experiment Bight. 2 a.m. and a maniac wind howls. A hell driver on the freeway at midnight. I cover my ears and wait for it to slam into it. Jesus Christ, Lynn, get your camera ready. We'll be the first 2 women to round Cape Scott in a tent. We'll make a fortune on the book tour if we survive. That's all true. Here's one, a place called McLean Island. It starts with a saying that all paddlers say on the coast of BC, for every beach a bear. Everybody needs to make a living, but not just now. Today this beach belongs to us. The men get macho, hollering, bumping chests, throwing rocks. When that doesn't work, they thrash the bushes with sticks. Finally, the bear wanders off and we're safe for the night. In the morning, fresh cougar tracks around each tent. And this one called Capoose Creek. It's impossible to kayak or paddle on the west coast in August without fog. And I mean fog that lets you see the tip of your kayak and that's it, right? So at Capoose Creek, a long, long morning walk for water. Fresh cougar tracks tell a story of pivot and spring. The August fog won't lift. We stand around and wait and wait and wait. An invisible raven says one word to us as we launch into the abyss. We read the chart by ear, gravel, boomer, reef, sometimes a sharp command, hard right. Adrenaline surges us past the danger. I made it through those 3. This one is completely different, and I just wanted to include it because I wanted to give you all some hope. I wanted to assure you that spring is going to come. It's called On Spring. You left your panties lying on your otherwise perfect bed, and not your good ones, but the soft cotton worn ones, the ones you wore under your sundress, gardening on your hands and knees while your neighbor lay in his hammock. Or did you slip them off in the car on the way home, the night you danced with the cowboy while your husband played pool with the band that played that Neil Young song? What was it called again? Yep, now and again we leave little trails of scent, flowers for husbands to follow, eager green runners through the tall grass at the edge of the meadow, remembering just in time that wild strawberries grow there. That's it. Thank you.